Production. Recorded live.
Hello, everyone. This is Carl Schinnemann, Director of Legal Analytics and Review at Juranov, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers on electronic discovery and records management at a price everyone can afford, which is free, and available when they're interested in listening to it, which is whenever you want to click play on your computer or listen to it on your iPod or whatever PDA you have. So today we have what I really, really hope is an excellent show, as I had to reschedule a show on privacy issues for next week, which left me with a gap for this week. So not only am I moderating, I'm also the guest. One of my roles when I created ESI Bytes was to come up with topics and to help put together shows with the guests. The real vision is to get what other people have to say about eDiscovery out there as opposed to what I have to say, because this really is a collaborative field, and I know a certain amount, but the truth is lots of people have areas that they are really experts in, and to get them to talk about what they know is, I think, better programming than writing a blog, which is good too. I mean, it's very important to show what you know too. And I don't want to say anything disparaging about blogs, because they're really important. I draft most of the questions on the show, and I often feel like an orchestra conductor who, after working on a piece, lets it go and hopes the final product is sort of what I have in mind when we created the show. So a good show will take the questions and hit the points that I want to make, but then adds a few points I never thought of, which is often the case. And I like to learn, and a lot of the time I feel like a pupil getting a private tutoring lesson, because I certainly don't know everything about eDiscovery. No one does, and to build off that theme, I decided to do this show and to take on this issue, which I began to address with John Rosenthal in the podcast we did on working through the eDiscovery process. eDiscovery is a bit of a maze with lots of moving parts, and John and I talked through the different parts of the project, and he's truly one of the pioneers in the field, and I asked him, can you do eDiscovery alone? And it wasn't a question we were planning to cover, but it struck me on the spot, as some of the questions do, as an important one, and John immediately said, of course I can't. Effective eDiscovery requires a good process and a good team. This is a theme I actually started to develop with a chapter I wrote a few years ago for PBI on eDiscovery project management. And I started this chapter with thank yous for about 100 people who've taught me much of what I know about the field, much of what I knew at the time. And I proceeded to write in that chapter about the messes which can occur in eDiscovery projects. It was sort of like the eDiscovery version of Saving Private Ryan. Lots of gore. People can and do die in failed eDiscovery projects, but instead of body bags, our deaths occur in the form of losing lots of dollars and sometimes our reputations. This was really only the type of chapter you can really write when you don't have any clients at the time and you're immersed in a couple startup businesses, and I call this period of my life my sabbatical years. Email me if you'd like a copy of the chapter. It's at kas@juranov, juriinnov.com. But this chapter is important because it drives home the point that you can't do it alone. There really are too many moving parts, and if you try, you can get hurt. It's sort of like asking, what do you think is the most important part of a car's engine? Well, they sort of all are if you like the car to move. And in eDiscovery, you've got legal strategy components, technology components, review components, interacting with client components. Then you've also got the business people who don't want to be distracted from their day-to-day jobs, or are just distracted anyway because they have day-to-day jobs and now they've got this lawsuit to deal with, and of course let's not forget the internal IT personnel who are cost savers but at the same time aren't trained in eDiscovery, so they can add complexity to a project. So the point I want to leave with in this very short podcast is if you're in need of hiring eDiscovery help, think this through. It's not as easy as picking the best star you can find and saying, I've done my job, wipe my hands clean now, I'm finished. Star players don't win championships alone for a reason. Teams win championships, and this is the same with eDiscovery. So if you do pick a star, and there's nothing wrong with that. Find the best people you can by all means. Or if you pick the one person who may or may not be a star, but who perhaps knows you well, is your outside lawyer, you respect, at least ask them about their team and how they intend to work together. That's the message of the show. There's no Superman to save the day. Build a good team. And, of course, this doesn't help solo practitioners and very small law firms working with smaller cases, and it could be one reason why there are challenges getting them as a group to work effectively with ESI. I have ideas on how to attack that problem, but that show are strategies for another day or another week when I have to reschedule shows and see a gap in our ESI Byte schedule. So anyway, thank you for listening to my thought, sort of eDiscovery sermon on this podcast without a special guest. I still hope you've enjoyed it. And truly, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com with a Y for a complete list of our show. You can also remember our show and website phonetically as Easy Bytes, which is how it sounds out of ESI information. However you choose to remember us, just come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. This is Carl Schinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review from Jernov, wishing you a nice day.